Good morning. Thanks for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria, Ton, and Clark Bell joining us today from Biograss. And this is the day where you get the special pricing on your big yellow bag. And Clark, we've been telling folks that this is the day you're going to take $31 off.
Yeah, that's right. $30 off a bag for all KSL Greenhouse listeners. If they call in to Biograss at 801-562-9090, this is a discount we're giving everyone for listening in this morning. And, of course, we want to really encourage everyone for listening in and getting out there to do some gardening. This pandemic's everybody's really stir crazy, and what better way than to get outside, do some gardening, and spread the goodness of the black garden soil, which is inside the big yellow bag.
Right. I want to make sure people know that you've got a fun giveaway going on Instagram as well this morning.
That's right. We've already – oh, it looks like we've got already two entries. So if you go to Instagram – Instagram.com/Biograss. We have our sales manager, Hayden. We have it so that if you go there, we want people to guess how long Hayden's hair is. Hayden's got beautiful flocking hair. And so far we have one that has guessed his hair is 20 and a half inches and one that's 9 5/8 inches. So plenty of people that can guess. We will announce the winner at 9 a.m. Go out and guess, people. We want to get the best accurate person a big yellow bag.
Right.
So, and we'll have two more later on here.
Clark, I wanted to just have you describe the delivery process on the big yellow bag because of the convenience of it, the lack of mess. Would you describe how that goes forward?
Yeah, fantastic. So the big yellow bag process is as easy as ordering a pizza, and it's completely COVID-19 friendly. So you can just give us a call, tell us where you want the bag delivered on your driveway, and you don't have to touch any human, don't have to be there when we deliver the bag. And the bag is waterproof and resealable. The contents of the bag, when we make it and manufacture it, we use protective gear in that process, so it's completely safe. Ton mentioned, it's not going to be messy when it's delivered. If we have more inclement weather, if there's rain or wind, you're not going to have any issues there.
Yeah, I think the great thing too is, Clark, that you put it at the top of my driveway this past year, and I didn't have to get to it right away. Like, I got to it when I got to it, and I could do just a few of my little wheelbarrow fulls whenever I had a few minutes, and that made it really super convenient because the product was still good, you know, for a couple of months.
Yep, you got it. That's one of the things that people just love about it. If you're going to go golfing the weekend, or if you're going to go fishing next weekend, or if you're like me and you're just don't want to get after it because you want to be lazy that Saturday and you don't want to garden, you can just leave the bag and get back to it later on there. So that's one of the advents of the big yellow bag. And we're all dealing with a lot of stress and a lot of different things in our lives right now. One of the great things about gardening is it has been known to relieve stress. And this is a great way to go out and spread the goodness inside of the big yellow bag, such as black garden soil or dark forest mulch. And the delivery process of how we deliver these bags to you is just as easy as ordering a pizza. And we'll make it so that we can get these bags to you. And give us a call. We'll give you this discount. And we really want to spread happiness and joy through our big yellow bag. And thank you for listening this morning.
Yeah, $30 off today when you call. And that number to call to get your big yellow bag, 562-9090. Now, Clark's family has also been very innovative in producing all sorts of grass products for the market. And we're going to be talking about that throughout the morning. And also taking your questions about grass, sod, turf, whatever you want to call it. So give us a call this morning at 801-575-8255. Let's take our next caller. Kim is in Salt Lake. Good morning, Kim.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Doing very well, thank you.
Good. I've got a suggestion for those snails, and that would be open a French restaurant.
Oh. Make it profitable, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
Hey, I picked up a couple variegated hostas at a local nursery probably 4 or 5 days ago, Didn't really think about what the weather was doing. I just thought, oh, I'm sure we're okay to just throw them in the garden and move along. And, of course, it snowed. And so I went out the next morning after the snow melted off of these hostas, and they're not happy campers. I'm wondering if you think they can make it.
I think they can. You know, as long as they were healthy and rooted when you planted them, there's going to be enough energy in the roots to grow new leaves. And watch the ones that were there and see if they completely die. You know, if they come back and seem to be intact and able to photosynthesize, I'd leave it alone. But if they go completely yellow and look like they're going to die back, you could trim those back and then see what happens.
And hope that new leaves come up.
Yes.
Okay.
And it may take a few weeks.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for your call this morning. We have a text from Terry in Payson. Terry wants to know the best way to control goat head or puncher vine in a bare ground area. He says he has a large bare ground area where the goat heads just keep coming back. He says, help. Help, Ton.
Well, short of pre-emergent products in those areas, and it depends on what the area is used for, you know, temporarily, several inches of mulch would hold them back if they put down 2 or 3 inches. When I say several inches, around 3 inches, I should clarify that. And then some gravel on top of it may help. You may have more blow in, but any sorts of covers, but you could try something like Preen or a number of other pre-emergent products. You know, the one that people are probably saying, why not a ground sterilant? And that would be a possibility, but you've got to be super careful with those, because if there's any desirable trees or shrubs with roots under where you apply a sterilant, it will sterilize those trees and shrubs, so to speak, and any root will be damaged, and you'll potentially kill trees and things with using it. So if they can be lightly cultivated, if you don't use a chemical control when you see them come up every 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm just talking an inch or so deep, don't get your tiller out and just till, but if you can lightly cultivate them, but it is one of those weeds that's very hard to get rid of. They're very drought hardy, and the seeds can last for up to 50 years in the soil.
All right, Clark, this next one is for you. This is from Zach in Ogden, and he's wondering if it's too early to plant sod.
No, it's not too early. It's a great time to plant sod. Is early spring to late spring. Ideal time for planting turf is those times, and as well as early fall. So great time to get after it. One caveat is if you're on secondary irrigation, you might not have access to water quite yet, so you'll just want to make sure that you have that. If you have culinary irrigation, then you'll just have to make sure that you can turn that on. But if you have those available, then make sure that you have a sod farm that can harvest and get after it. Biograss, we will just begin harvesting sod this upcoming week, so give us a call and we'll make sure we can help you.
And that number to call, Clark, is 575-622-9090. The number to call with your questions this morning, 801-575-8255, or you can text us at 57500.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey,
good morning. Thanks for being with us for the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria and Ton taking your questions, as well as Clark Bell from Biograss this morning, taking your calls, questions about turf. And this is the day where you can get $30 off your big yellow bag when you call 562-9090. Let's take our next caller. We have, let's see, Phil in Taylorsville. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions. They're kind of tied into with each other, but I'm already seeing the little yellow nasty flowers of the dandelion. And I was wondering, is it too late to put my pre-emergent out? Is there a temperature, minimum temperature requirement on that? And should I be looking for a combined fertilizer pre-emergent product, or I always get confused on that?
Clark, do you want to pitch in on this one, or do you want me to take it?
I'm happy to help out. Yeah, so best time to put out a pre-emergent is in the daytime, so I guess first question is you have some dandelions that are starting to come out, correct?
Yeah, I have a few yellow dandelion flowers that are coming out on one
And the question was if you can begin to put out a pre-emergent even though if these
is it too late? Should I be looking for a combined pre-emergent with a fertilizer or put them out separately?
Oh, yes. Okay, great, great. Yeah. So, yes, you can put out a pre-emergent with a fertilizer even though those have come out. For myself, you would be too late, I guess, once you would start to see that all of those dandelions have bloomed across all of your lawn. In my experience, I have certainly seen that the pre-emergence in the granular form certainly have not been as efficient in their effectiveness. In the past 5 to 7 years, they're just not working as efficiently as they used to. So for my perspective, I'm moving more towards a liquid pre-emergent. I just feel like I get better control in that perspective. Okay. Tom certainly weigh in on that. So I've moved towards using a granular fertilizer and then using a liquid pre-emergent. I just feel like I have better control.
Granular fertilizer, but liquid pre-emergent.
Yes, but if you don't want to be walking over your lawn twice, you certainly can utilize both of those. Of course, you can go to any independent garden center or any of the big box stores, and you can get the combination of the pre-emergent. Of course, you have your Scotts, you've got your IFA, you've got your J&J Garden Center, where you'll get their step one, and those can be utilized. All of those will be recommended to be applied in March up until end of April. Ton, anything else to add?
Okay. No, the dandelions that are there will not be killed. So you'll have to either hand dig those or spray them out separately. But if you have a lot of dandelion problems, the actual best time to get rid of those is in the fall.
Okay. Good to know. Clarifying that. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much for your call this morning. Next texter is asking, Ton, will the saffron crocus grow in the Roy area?
Maybe. There are zone 7 to 10 plants. So zone 7, the zone hardiness zones were created by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And what they do is designate minimum average temperatures that a plant will generally grow. And so saffron crocus grows in zone 7 to 10. Roy is going to be a cold zone 7 or a warm zone 6. And so generally, if you put some bark mulch over them, so you'd plant them in September if you can find them, and then put a couple inches of bark mulch over the top for them to come up in the spring. And they generally do okay. If we have a really harsh winter, you may lose them. But if you want to grow them, they are very pretty and different enough that people, if they're gardeners, would look at them like, hey, what's that? You know, they're kind of neat. And so if you can find them at a reasonable price, it would be worth trying.
All right. Let's take another call from Mont in Delta. Good morning, Mont.
Yes, they were talking about goat heads, and I've heard it for years, but there was an old-timer out here, and he taught me how to do it. He says, once you kill them, you take your weed burner and go over where the goat heads are and keep those seeds up so they can't germinate. I have a business in Midvale. I've done it there, and it's all but eliminated them.
Well, that's good. It'll get any surface seeds, and so I imagine that you just have some sporadically coming up that were in the soil deeper that the weed torch didn't get to.
But it's my best, up to now, best way to kill them.
Well, yeah, if you've got bare ground and aren't going to start a fire, when I say start a fire, unintentionally burn something else down, then that's about as good a solution as I've heard.
All right, Mont. Thank you so much for your call and for your solution this morning. We appreciate it. And let's talk for a minute about biograss, Clark, because you guys have come up with you've introduced so many wonderful grass mixes. Talk about some of the products that you have for folks.
Yeah, thank you. We've been around since 1979, and even though we've been talking about our Big Yellow Bag and our Black Garden Soil, our primary business is we're a natural turf grass sod business. We have a sod farm located in Vernon, Utah, and we grow 600 acres out there. Some of the grasses that we grow are Kentucky bluegrass seed mixes, perennial ryegrass mixes, dwarf tall fescue seed mixes, fine fescue seed mixes, and our bio-native wheatgrass seed mixes. If you desire to have a beautiful bluegrass lawn and want to reduce your water up to 30% and want to not have to fertilize as much and not have to utilize pesticides, BioBlue is a great option for you. If you want to have a beautiful lawn and want to tear out your conventional lawn and not have to irrigate it as often, and don't want to utilize something like a synthetic lawn, an option for you could be our BioNative, which is a native lawn and can be just a great xeric option. So we've really put together a lot of great natural grass options for people that kind of fit all the different options that people desire with a natural space that can fit for people if they want to go out and throw the frisbee, to having something that they just want to have a green space that can provide some great cooling spaces with turf grass. So we're really excited about what we have to offer, and feel free to come down to our location at 9980 South State Street and walk and touch all the different surfaces that we have, or visit us at biograss.com or YouTube to see it firsthand.
Right. Today we want you to call, though, and get your Big Yellow Bag, because you're going to get $30 off. And that number to call, 562-9090. Again, 562-9090 for your Big Yellow Bag. And we'll be right back following the news.